This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The state health department is sending out reminders about a vaccine that protects against the most common sexually transmitted infection in the U.S. CPR's Sean Daly reports.
The infection is HPV, human papillomavirus. Persistent HPV infections can cause 6 different types of cancer. The HPV vaccine offers lasting protection against those infections that cause those cancers. The health department is sending text messages and email notifications to families of nearly 317,000 children ages 11 to 18 years. Records in the Colorado Immunization Information System show these children may be overdue for an HPV vaccine. The vaccine has led to an 88% drop in HPV infections and precancerous conditions in teens and young adults who get it. People can exempt a child from school-required vaccines. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Around 42% of Colorado's active voters turned in ballots for last week's election. That's according to updated numbers from the state. That turnout is on par with the last off-year election in 2023. For this election, 43% of ballots came from unaffiliated voters, 30% from Democrats, and 26% from Republicans. Colorado ski resorts are opening amid one of the driest starts to the season in years. To read more, come to CPR.org. In the meantime, parts of the high country could see some snow this weekend. Tomorrow, the Central Mountains will have highs in the 50s, Front Range highs around 70 degrees. This is CPR News.